Jennifer Isolo had to fight her own battle of the bulge, and she won it. And now she's known as the Skinny Chef, and she's joining us today to tell us how we could change our lives if we change what's in our refrigerator. That's a very intriguing concept, so let's say hello now to Jennifer. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing very, very well. As I mentioned, you had your own personal battle of the bulge, and you were a winner. Tell us how you did that.
Well, for most of my life, I've had weight issues. So when I decided to change careers in my late 20s, I decided to also change the way I looked at food and a lot of my bad eating habits, which changed, of course, my waistline, but also my life. And now I'm teaching other people how to do it. And my dream is really to change the way Americans eat.
Now, let's talk about what's inside the average American refrigerator. This can get scary, I think.
Well, what I try to communicate to people is that, you know, whatever's in your fridge, you always want to sit down, just get a note card, and write it up so that you are aware of what you're eating. And it's very easy to do a makeover fridge. There's pretty much four categories. You have your dairy, your meat, your vegetables, and your fruits. But it's important to be aware of what you're eating on a regular basis, because those are the things that can add up, that can be hundreds of extra calories, extra grams of fat, and that's where it's really going to make a difference. So what I tell people is to take a look at the items that they're consuming on a regular basis, and that's where they're going to want to do these healthy swaps. So it's not about getting rid of the things you love or stop cooking with products that you like, but looking for the healthy alternative of those items.
Could you give us some specific examples of things we could substitute?
Sure. In the dairy aisle or the dairy area, which is one of my favorites, cheese is a lot of times the culprit. Everybody loves grilled cheese, loves pizza, melted gooey cheese. I go for the part-skim mozzarella. It's a lot lower in saturated fat and calories than regular full-fat cheeses, but it cooks just as well as a full-fat cheese. It melts. It's delicious. You can make hundreds of different recipes. You can do quesadillas. You can do Italian dishes, all your classic favorites. And then you also want to look at the milk products that you're consuming. If you drink a lot of milk, you might want to go for the skim versus the 2%. There's a big difference in the amount of fat that you're getting on a regular basis. Same thing with sour cream and cream cheese. Always opt for the reduced fat. Now, the fat-free products are okay if you're baking, but I know the flavor sometimes isn't as good. So, again, you know, you're doing these swaps, but you're also keeping an eye on portion size. Now, in the meat category, you want to look for things that are low-fat proteins, like chicken, fish, and turkey. Grill season's coming. We love to slap those hot dogs and burgers on the grill, but make them turkey dogs and turkey burgers, because they're going to cut out sometimes 12 to 15 grams of fat, and that's a lot if that's something that you're eating on a daily or weekly basis. And then with vegetables and fruits, you want to load up on those, fresh fruits, vegetables. Now, I know that sometimes it can be expensive, but a great option for making sure that you're getting your vitamins and your servings from fresh fruit is to have fruit juices. I love juices. If I want a snack in the afternoon, that's something I'm going to opt for, and I can cook with them as well. So if I want to add sweetness to a marinade or bake a cake, instead of using, you know, something that's sugar that's empty calories, I opt for fruit juice.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to be 100% juice, but not a juice drink, right?
Right, exactly. And when you're getting the 100% juices, I love the Simply Orange products. That's something I cook with on a regular basis. You can turn those into popsicles. You know, summer's here. Everyone's craving ice cream. Instead of, you know, reaching for that full-fat ice cream, make yourself a popsicle. The Simply Apple juice is divine. I blend that up with mint, grapes, pour that into my popsicle molds. That's something I would feel good about giving to a child as well. It's healthy, non-fat. Now, with the vegetables, again, want to make sure the vegetables are the focal point of any meal. Great time to eat lots of vegetables in the summer. It's hot. Make yourself a salad. Grill some vegetables. I always have them on hand because they're so versatile. You can make so many dishes with them. And there's a lot of do-ahead tips that you can do with veggies.
You're making me hungry.
Good. Hungry for health.
You know, you didn't leave out one group when you were talking about stuff in the refrigerator. I'm a lifelong bachelor, and the fifth group is stuff that's getting ready to get up and walk out on its own. There's plenty of that in my refrigerator.
Well, I think in the case of spoilage, too, and I know it's hard.
Oh, is that what you call it? Spoilage. Remember that.
If you're a couple, and I know sometimes you buy a bag of carrots and you're thinking the two of us are never going to eat through all these carrots, there's plenty of recipes on the internet that you can Google. You can make a cold carrot soup. You can make carrot muffins. There's plenty of ways, and that's why I go back to having these juices on hand, because if I have a little extra juice left over and I want to make a teriyaki salmon for some friends who are coming this, you know, over this weekend, it's easy to whip up a marinade, but I'm putting something in their food that's nutritious. So, you know, you finding ways to use leftover food at the end of the week, so it's kind of like a little bit of a chef challenge for me to see how creative I can get with using odds and ends that are in my fridge. It's economical, too.
That's really good advice, because I did once have a friend who looked in my refrigerator and said, "What are you doing, growing penicillin?" But, hey, that's just me. If people wanted to get more information about all the wonderful stuff you talked about, is there a way to do that?
Sure. There's two websites, simplyorange.com and skinnychef.com.
Now, I've never seen a picture of you, so are you really skinny?
I'm healthy and fit. Healthy, natural weight.
Okay.
Which to me is beautiful.
Skinny has a certain connotation, you know.
Sure, sure. But I think it's a juxtaposition and it makes people giggle. But it makes them remember, too, that just because you cook doesn't mean that you have to be overweight. You can cook, eat healthy, and eat delicious food.
And being healthy and feeling good is really what it's all about.
Absolutely. And that's where exercise comes in, too. And I know a lot of people cringe when they hear the word exercise. I'm not a gym fan myself. I do yoga, but you know, just finding an exercise routine, something that you like, whether it's walking with your friend, you know, you're going to gossip about what you watched on TV last night, or you swim or you dance, you always want to make sure you're incorporating some exercise into your weekly routine. And an exercise that's fun, that you really enjoy, something you can look forward to.
It's been fun talking with you, and very helpful and useful, because I've been fighting the battle of the bulge my whole life, too. Before you go, though, could you give us the websites again?
Sure. It's simplyorange.com and skinnychef.com.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Let's do it again sometime.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Bye-bye.